USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A cruise ship off the coast of California is now carrying 21 people with coronavirus.
We have developed a plan which will be implemented this weekend to bring the ship into a non-commercial port. All passengers and crew will be tested for the coronavirus.
Vice President Mike Pence with an update saying 19 crew members and two passengers tested positive. President Trump is getting a rundown of CDC headquarters in Atlanta and trying to calm concerns regarding the virus.
We have 240 cases. Most of those people are going to be fine. The vast majority are going to be fine. We've had 11 deaths. And they've been largely old people who were susceptible to what's happening.
Final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow lost 256 points to finish at 25,864. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The number of coronavirus cases in the world now tops 100,000. World health officials announced a new death toll being 3,400, including at least 14 Americans. When it comes to the coronavirus, though, causing worry and anxiety, Dr. Drew Pinsky tells Fox News,
"The panic is far worse than the virus. Let the professionals whose job it is to contain pandemic do their job. They're doing an amazing job. Worldwide, the efforts and the effect of the organizations like the CDC and the WHO has been remarkable. And yet the media continues to take every effort to fan the flames of panic. Look, the WHO has said there's about a 3% fatality rate on this virus, and every time they say that, they always qualify it and say, we expect it to drop a lot once we understand the full extent of the virus."
President Trump is sending about $8 billion out to fight the coronavirus outbreak. The president signed the funding package this morning that Congress passed earlier this week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Joe Biden is pulling away from the other main contender in the Democratic presidential primary race. A new Reuters Ipsos poll shows a former vice president with 45% support. That gives him a 13-point advantage over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. When it comes to the choice between Democrats and President Trump, Trump 2020 spokesman Laura Trump says,
"It seems like if you're a Democrat in this country, your choice right now looks to be a socialist who is a communist sympathizer, or Joe Biden, who I think a lot of folks legitimately, Ed, question his cognitive function in many cases."
What do you mean by that? Because that keeps coming up.
Well,
and the Biden campaign undoubtedly is going to push back and say you're suggesting something, what, health-wise?
I'm supposed to be rooting against Joe Biden, and every time he takes the stage, I feel nervous that he's not going to be able to coherently string a sentence together. And if I feel that way, I think Democrat voters out there probably feel very nervous about him. Who would be running the country if this individual really is not showing that he's functioning with all gears moving here? I think it's fair to call that out and ask what's going on. He forgets what state he's in. He called it Super Thursday.
Laura Trump speaking there on Fox News. And finally, Americans are set to spring forward this weekend as Sunday marks the beginning of daylight savings time. At 2 o'clock Eastern Time on March 8th, people across the United States will need to turn their clocks forward 1 hour to reflect the new time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.